Good morning. It's February 1st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and today's title is Simplify. The simplest solution is most likely to be the right one. William of Ockham, 1287 to 1347. When I was attending Dallas Theological Seminary a few years ago, while in my late 50s, I had a 93-year-old professor of New Testament theology. We'll call him Dr. P. In one series of 8 lectures, he was covering the book of Revelation. There were 4 or 5 of us in the class of about 40 who were in our, quote, autumn, unquote, years, but all the rest were definitely wet behind the ears, millennials who had a lot to say, but often not much life experience to back up their dogmatic perspectives. It gave us seniors on the back row a quiet chuckle from time to time. However, when it came to the study of Revelation, we found ourselves in the same leaky boat as the youngsters. The Apostle John penned Revelation as a letter to 7 churches while exiled to the Isle of Patmos off the coast of present-day Turkey, probably around 95 AD. There are as many interpretations of John's prophetic vision as there are people intelligent and inquisitive enough to read it. The opinions run the gamut from an allegorical and symbolic dream dealing with near-future events for the nation of Israel in the 1st century AD, to incredibly arcane and complex predictions of the future end times, with multiple signs of the apocalyptic end to the world as we know it, currently extant and identifiable. Through a sequence of interwoven and overlapping visions, warnings and judgments flow from on high, involving bowls, trumpets, scrolls, fantastic beasts, multicolored horses, and the final battle between good and evil. Down through the centuries, people have seen their own or others' leaders depicted by the beasts and have even assigned incredible detail to each symbol, like dragonflies representing Apache helicopters, for instance. Well, Dr. P. told us that as a young seminarian in the 1940s at Denver Seminary, he and his fellow students would often play basketball at lunchtime. There was a high school gym just down the street, and they would get an hour or so in between morning and afternoon lectures. Day after day, he noticed an older gentleman of color sitting on the top bench of the empty bleachers, a large, worn text open across his lap. He had his thermos on his left and his lunchbox on his right, and usually held a sandwich in his right hand while he studied. One day, Dr. P. threw a towel over his neck and climbed the bleachers just to say hello. He greeted the older gentleman, who looked up and returned the greeting. He said he was the janitor and usually took his lunch break while the boys played. Dr. P. thanked him for looking after the place and asked him what he was reading. "I was reading the Revelation," Dr. P. said. "Wow, Revelation is a hard book to understand, don't you think?" The old gentleman nodded his head and ventured that he guessed that was true for some. "Sure enough. Well, do you think you know what it means?" asked an intrigued Dr. P. "Well, I don't think. I knows what it means." Dr. P. was taken aback at the octogenarian's confidence in his interpretation. "Well, what does it mean?" The old gentleman slapped his palm down on the worn leather Bible open across his knees. A giant grin blossomed over his old wrinkled cheeks, and he looked right up at Dr. P. "It means Jesus gonna win." The two of them laughed together, and I'm sure if it had been a thing back then in the 40s, they would have high-fived. "If you can't explain it to a 6-year-old, you don't understand it yourself." Albert Einstein. "There is no greatness where there is not simplicity, goodness, and truth." Leo Tolstoy. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for making it so incredibly simple. Love God, love each other. Through your grace, this is made possible. Through your grace, we are confident of your ultimate victory over evil, and thus our ultimate victory as well. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.